You're tuned to Deadly Choices Radio with your host, Sinead Clements.
Yes, that's right. You're listening to Deadly Choices Radio on AAA Murray Country. And I'm Sinead Clements. I'm a proud Kalkadoon, Burra, Dutiable woman and Bindle woman from far north Queensland. Before I go ahead, I'd like to acknowledge and pay my respects to the traditional custodians of the land of which we're broadcasting from today here in Meanjin. So welcome to our Deadly Choices Radio, our weekly show dedicated towards mob making deadly choices. Remember, making a deadly choice can be about eating healthy, you know, getting those veggies in there, making sure that every day you get those greens, remaining active in both body, mind and spirit. Ensuring you keep up to date with them 715 health checks and, you know, pick up your mad shirt. Resisting any temptation to pick up them cigarettes. Or taking the right steps to quit smoking for you and your mob. So in the studio today, your mob, we're joined by one of our ambassadors, Tracy Thompson, who's going to have a little yarn about what she's done with as an ambassador this year throughout 2021. And yeah, what's coming up for her soon, as well as we'll have a talk to Uncle Dusty, one of the legends, who runs our senior elders games. So that's going to be awesome. And we'll hear from Steve Renoff, another ambassador who was out on the day for seniors games and had a few yarns with some of the elders out there. But also, you know, as we always do, we'll have a yarn with one of our doctors, Dr. Mills, who will join us a little later, who will give us a bit of a rundown on COVID-19 and the situation where we're at there, especially now that borders have opened for Queensland. But Tracy, how you been, sis? Can you tell me who your mob is, where you're from, and what you do within Deadly Choices?
Yep, no, I'm good. Thank you for having me on today. So born and bred in Brizzy, father comes from Kempsey, New South Wales, so the Dungati tribe down there.
Deadly. Now, you're not only an ambassador at Deadly Choices, you're also in the partnerships team. Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, so I'm in the partnerships and licensees team. So my role is looking after the licensees. So I've got New South Wales and in the Northern Territory. But, yeah, just making sure, you know, we're giving the support to all the out-of-state regions around the Deadly Choices program.
Yeah, Deadly. Now, you know, you told me a bit earlier that you are, like, I know from having yarns with you, you were in Darwin for a little bit, right? Hey, so you're keeping your eye on the NT and, you know, what is it like for you to kind of see that as well?
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely devastating hearing what's going up in that region, especially in the Katherine. I definitely miss all the countrymen up there. It's hopefully they can get it under control because, yeah, we can't have it getting out into the long grass mob and into the community. So fingers crossed everything goes well there. And, yeah, we just got to keep, I guess, plugging, you know, get your vaccination so we can keep everyone safe.
Yeah, and I guess also here for us, mob, we can't really take our situation for granted right now. You know, we have the I Stepped Up campaign, so that access and opportunity to protect yourself and your mob, and also just to be educated around what's going on and, you know, having the right information from the right people. We're very, very lucky here in Brisbane for that, aren't we?
Oh, we're extremely lucky, you know, all the doctors and the nurses and you know, all the Aboriginal health workers out there and support staff on the ground. You know, they're the best people to talk to if you've got any questions or queries about the vaccination. But, you know, it's about just keeping everyone safe and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah,
absolutely. Now, you know, we've been lucky to get a few things out this year, a few events. I guess, obviously, one of my favourites, the Queensland Murray Carnival, but I'm a bit buggered from all the events now these days. I don't know how everyone else feels. I'm ready for the holiday break. But what was your favourite event this year, Tracker?
I guess the one that just happened last week, so I attended the Senior Elders Games down at Logan, and, yeah, it topped it off for me for the year. Just seeing all the elders come out in their shirts, just
teams,
very competitive too they were. But, yeah, just seeing the smiles on their faces and the excitement of them all coming together to participate in that day, to me, was just topped it off for me.
Absolutely. Definitely. I always miss going out to those events, but AAA now, as they've been rebranded, put on an event, a Brisbane Blacks festival, and it was awesome. It was so amazing seeing the elders come out and just shaking it and wriggling it and you know, getting up there in the front of the stage and going for it. Mm. So, but also they definitely got on the mic and, you know, made sure they reminded everyone that, hey, we want to be doing this too. So in order to do that, unfortunately, you know, our best, we only have a fair few, one solution right now, and that's get the vaccine and borders are open. So it's, you know, it's something we just got to, you know, make the best decision for ourselves, but not only for ourselves, but for the wider community moving forward. But, you know, other than, I guess, seeing the elders get together, what's your favourite thing, Tracker, about being an ambassador?
Oh, to me, getting out in the community, being able to obviously, you know, talk to the elders, but most important, our young kids coming up. So if we can get out and give them as much education we can around living a healthy lifestyle, then, like I've said before, our kids are the ones that are going to close that gap. You know, they're still young. They're like clay. We can still mould them and shape them into, you know, making that deadly choice.
Absolutely. Now, for me, we're starting pre-season again for rugby league, and you always question, do I want to do this again?
I know, right?
Like, I'm just like, goodness gracious, why do I keep doing this to myself? But I don't know, that bug just bites you and you want to go again. So, you know, what are some of the things that you make, I guess, change up in your routine and your lifestyle leading into the break or into the end of the year? For me, I like to really reflect on my year and what I've learned in the year and what I want to take with me onto the next year, and perhaps some things, you know, I want to leave in 2021. But, you know, what's that like for you heading into the end of the year?
Oh, I guess it's been up and down this year, I guess. I have struggled, to be honest, coming, I thought I wouldn't, coming back to Brizzy, but I made a lot of connections and family to the long grass mob up there, and I am struggling a little bit adapting back to urbanised way. So, yeah, definitely struggling in that aspect of it. But, you know, 2022.
Yeah, right. I can't believe that.
I can't believe it. It's just gone so fast. But obviously, you know, you just got to make some goals and you know, make the right choices to try and achieve them. Obviously, Christmas, you know what happens around Christmas, a lot of food comes out. So I guess, and fortunate for myself, I don't drink, so that's not a problem for me, but especially a lot of our mob out there, they do like a drink or two. So if we can just limit our intake around alcohol and food and try and, you know, get off the smokes as well, and you know, let's start 2022 off with a bang, and make those deadly choices so, you know, we can have a lovely good year, to be honest.
Absolutely. You know, that's amazing advice for the mob, but I think, you know, when there's a lot of, I guess, options to change your habits and your lifestyles out there, and particularly around smoking, but I guess we've also got to support each other in our goals, right? So, you know, we are as good as our support system, essentially, in some ways. So, you know, what is the advice for you to how do you remain connected over the holiday break and support each other, but also look after yourself and take that time out for yourself?
Oh, yeah, I guess, you know, the number one priority is making sure your mental health is on track, because you can't be out there, I guess, educating around that kind of stuff if you're not feeling 100% yourself. So you just got to be strong. Like, you know, like I said, I don't drink at all. And I have in the past had people come up to me and say, oh, just one, but I won't do it. That's something I'm very passionate around, is not drinking at all. So just try and be around the right people that are going to help support you in your role to be able to limit to what you want to intake into your body. So it's hard. It is very hard. But, yeah, if these people are, you know, supplying you with the wrong stuff, then to me they're not the right people for you to be around.
Absolutely, yeah. So what's partnerships looking like for Deadly Choices in 2022?
Well, now that the borders are opening, it's looking like it's going to be a very, very busy year. In our little group, because obviously we've got a lot of the clubs that we work with as well, and hopefully we can get down to New South Wales to do some events down there with the clubs and the licensees down there to run a few events on that day. And, yeah, fingers crossed we can eventually get up to the NT as well, because we've got a few things that we want to do up there with the community as well.
Yeah.
So very busy.
Yeah. I always said, you know, we've got to take Deadly Choices Radio on tour. So I'm always keen to jump onto any of the trips, especially up north or up to TI or Tiwi Islands. That's definitely, you know, putting my feelers out there and planting the seeds somewhere for next year.
Well, I'll talk to my team and see if we can add you in.
Yeah, Deadly. Now, Tracker, before I let you go, what is the deadly choice that you're making right now in your life?
Just trying to get my physical activity back on track. Had a few little niggling knee injuries and it set me back. So, just getting back into the gym and doing that cardio, the running and all that kind of stuff, because, yeah, I've been struggling a bit mentally. But once I get back in there and do my physical activity, then, yeah, it sets me up. So that's my main goal for the end of the year.
That's it, just one thing at a time. It's funny.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking to you a bit earlier about my neck and my back. I was having trouble with it, and I feel like I just wasn't listening to my body.
Yeah.
My body was definitely telling me things along the way, and I was just kind of pushing it to the side and kept working. So I definitely encourage everyone to just sit down with your body and listen to it, whether it's in a chair or on a cushion or whatever it is. Mm. You know, you'll definitely sense out where's the tension's building and, you know, where you can kind of ease that in your life. Tracker, thanks for coming on board, and we'll be right back soon, and appreciate you for sharing your story.
No worries. Always lovely to come here and talk to you.
Hi, it's Petro Sivanasivi here, Deadly Choices Ambassador, and you're listening to DC Radio.
All right, welcome back, you mob. And now we're joined on the phone by one of our uncles, Uncle Dusty. He's a legend. He's he's a familiar face to the show and to Triple Murray, Triple A now. So, Uncle Dusty, how was the senior games that you ran? When did they happen? When was the senior games for our community?
The senior games was on the 9th of December. That was over there at the Metro Sports Centre at Logan City. It was a fantastic day, and all the participants come from all around the registered Aboriginal Community Control Health Services around the district.
Mm.
Because of COVID, a lot of people were a bit dubious about coming in.
So yeah,
people
right.
from out at Mitchell and Quilpie and Cunnamulla and all those places who come in every year for the big event. So it just stuck. I think the first people coming here was from the Fraser Coast.
Wow.
So that was a great weekend just with the Southeast Queensland mob, and it was a huge event. They had over 200 participants there, so it was a great day.
Yeah, right. Now, Uncle Dusty, tell me, what exactly do you do within the Deadly Choices team?
Me, I'm the Senior Games Coordinator. I'm the Events and Programs Coordinator for the Elders, and, of course, I was in charge of the senior games. Well, I was brought into IUE to do policies and embed the senior Indigenous games into the Deadly Choices protocols.
Yeah.
And today it's one of the big events on the calendar for elders. And of course, it's one of the Deadly Choices' favourite programs. So.
Absolutely. And I know a lot of our ambassadors love to get out there. Now, how long ago did the senior games kind of start and become a pretty bit of a competition now amongst all the mob or of our elders there in the community?
Yeah, well, if you go back to Charla, well, way back in 1996, they had the senior groups out there. They used to go fishing and porcupine hunting and do all that type of stuff. But on rainy days or weather permitting, they used to be at the shed and they had nothing to do. So it's better. Well, they put these games up just for something to do.
Yeah, right.
And it grew bigger and bigger and bigger. And I didn't realise how much the game meant to anyone. Like my mother used to play. And they even named the trophy after her. And I didn't realise what it meant to them until I actually got involved in the games.
Yeah, right.
So then I think it was 2016, we started here in Brisbane. I was brought in to actually put it together, put a program together with a holistic approach and all that type of stuff that, you know, that coincides with the Deadly Choices programs
mm-hmm.
and protocols. And, it took off like wildfire. I invented another two games called the Numbers Board and also the Hole in the Wall.
Yeah, right. Now, what are the games there? Can you tell me a bit about what our elders play there at the senior games?
Well, I play darts.
Yep.
And just for the highest number, doubles and trebles don't count. The senior games, they're elder-friendly, therefore, made them elder-friendly so people in wheelchairs and walking frames can also compete against other people with chronic diseases. So people over 70 and people in walking frames and wheelchairs, they get closer to the board than what the people who are over 50 and can stand and,
right.
Pretty good shape. So they get closer to the score. But you've got darts. You've got 10-pin bowling, indoor 10-pin bowling.
Nice.
Then we got quoits. Quoits is a little pole in the middle of the floor. And quoits over the top.
Bit of a Christmas game, that one.
Every bar in outback Queensland, you see that.
Up north, we kind of grew up around quoits playing while we were kids and Christmas holidays and things like that. So, I love that game.
Yeah, and I've been at a game called Numbers Board. It's just a big dartboard on the floor, 1800 cross, big circle, and you just throw these rectangular beanbags onto the targets.
Yeah, right.
And of course you've got the hole in the wall, which has got five. We've got a diamond in the middle, a square, a rectangle, a star, and you throw the ball through them at certain numbers.
Mm.
So those games are there for, brain exercise. It gives you brain exercises, gives you physically activity. And, when people are cooing and yawning, it makes you feel better. So it plays a purpose. And a lot of the community benefit from playing the games just once a week.
Yeah, absolutely. And the last time I went out was pre-COVID. And, I was 100% certain. You can tell the elders who've practiced at home because, some of the hand-eye coordination, like, tenfold better than me. I can't believe it. Like, it's incredible to watch. And, the faces and the laughter, it's amazing to see the elders again. And you touched on Uncle Dusty that, some of our elders were a bit apprehensive of going because of, COVID now and the borders and things like that. How important is it that, we are vaxxed, we are, have the vaccination for our elders?
Well, not only does it protect your community and, your family and yourself, if you don't get vaccinated, you're going to end up getting the new strain that's out. And plus, if you're not vaccinated, you won't be able to go anywhere. So that's all I can say about that. So if you're not going to get vaccinated, you're going to be cut out from a lot of places.
Yeah, right. And, how exciting was it to see all the mob come back together? I can only imagine the joys on their face to get back involved, but also to get competitive again and, to get that blood flowing.
Yeah, mate. Well, that social inclusion, brings them together and get people there who've been through the Cherbourg hostel back in the days. They're like, the nannies there and they haven't seen each other for years. They catch up and take photos all day. It's great fun and everyone sees each other again. Like, people from Stradbroke Island probably haven't seen their relations from out at Ipswich there for ages or...
Yeah, absolutely.
And
when's the next games coming up?
Well, we run programs out of the Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Services in the school terms every year.
Right.
So they can join a program. You go 10 programs, you get a shirt, and plus you get to go to these big fixtures like the Deadly Choices Gold Cup, which is held at the end of the second term. That's outside games in the middle of winter. That's called the Deadly Choices Gold Cup.
Ooh.
And, you get a few teams nominate for that. Then in the last of the school days, last of the term in December, we usually have the IUE Cup. But in between that, a lot of the other teams like Stradie will go out to Ipswich or, compete against each other through the terms. So they go to visit each other and you get, the healthy food and, you get people in there where you get the professionals or even the we get the IU is solicitor to come along and see if everyone's got their wills and all types of things we do in that program. It's just not there's more. How will I say it?
That's that holistic care, eh, Uncle?
More,
you know.
Yeah, there's more elements in the game. There's more elements in the senior games than there is the physical activity.
Yeah,
so we put it together so we can do a collective data collective, and you know we measure social determinants and everything like that, and they don't realise that they're doing themselves better. That's one thing I can say. And like I said, they're very competitive. they like to win. And, you know, it's fantastic to see. And it's great to see everyone go along for a purpose. And like I said, they benefit from these games.
Absolutely. Now, for those who are just tuning in, you're tuning into Triple A Murray Country to the Deadly Choices radio show, and we're just having a yarn to Uncle Dusty here about the seniors games that have just recently happened where our elders got to come back together and participate in some activities, but also, you know, make sure that they're looking after their health as a holistic view and look after everything in their life. But thank you, Uncle Dusty, for coming on and having a yarn, and appreciate it, and I'm sure we'll get you back on very soon.
No worries. And if anyone's interested in playing the games, all you've got to do is go to your Aboriginal Competitively Controlled Health Service. You've got to be, well, from this next year, you've got to be vaccinated for a start. And, of course, you've got to have your 715s. So that's the only rules apply. Other than that, you've got to be over 50 and you can have fun.
Yeah, deadly. All right, catch you next time, Uncle. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
All right, bye. That was Uncle Dusty, everybody. It's always good to have a yarn to him. And oh, I'll tell you what, them Elders games, they are the most competitive games out of all the events that we put on all year. There's nothing like the Elders coming together and, yeah, getting physical, you know. You don't use it, you lose it. So it's important to make sure that we get out and that brain activity, physical activity, and it's so important that we make sure that they're still having fun and getting amongst the community. Yeah, look, we'll be back very soon.
Hi, it's Brenton Bowen, Daily Choices Ambassador, and you're listening to DC Radio on 98.9 FM.
All right, you mob, that was Uncle Dusty. It's always good to have a yarn, Uncle Dusty. He keeps it straight, keeps it 100, and he gets up and rocks out with his guitar and his band out at the senior game. So that's always fun to see and go out and yeah, shake a leg. But well, now we're going to jump to Steve Renoff. So Steve Renoff, he was out at the senior games as well last week, and he was interviewing a few of the elders there, and goodness, they're cheeky. I love it. I love so much of, so much energy. So take a listen.
Hey, Steve Renoff here, Deadly Choices Ambassador. We're at the Elders game, Christmas Elders game. Auntie Selena, who usually has plenty to say, how are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm fine today. I'm loving this. Looking forward to having a go.
So what are you looking forward to today? You haven't been up yet. What's your favourite?
All of them.
All of them?
I'm from Cherbourg. I play sports all the time up there.
So you don't have a favourite? How do you reckon your team? So you're
I like the Coits.
So you're with the Sunny Coast Bandicoots. That's you, mob.
I'm a Bandicoot today.
Yeah, you were with a different mob last time.
Yeah, I'm always with a different mob. And then I get growled at.
You share yourself around.
I do.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Auntie Selena, and good luck, eh?
Thank you, Stevie Renoff.
Hey, Steve Renoff here, Deadly Choices Ambassador. This is one of my favourite teams, the Goodna team. I haven't been out there a while, but I can tell you they're very, very competitive. How are you guys going today?
Oh, not doing too bad. We're considering we're low on numbers, but we're not doing too bad at all.
Well, from what I saw out there, you got a few sharks in this team, and I think there's one here. How you going?
No, I think we're getting too old now. We're just starting to we feel our age now.
So what's your favourite, Unc? What's your favourite here?
I don't mind them all.
Yeah,
jack of all trade, master of none.
Oh, that's great, guys. Good luck. Who else you got here? Come down here. How you going? How you going, Unc?
Good, thanks, Uncle Ted.
He's under the hat.
Yeah.
He can play.
Yeah.
I've seen you play.
Yeah.
And this is their secret weapon here. I reckon I can tell you, 10-pin bowling is your favourite.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Hi, it's Petro Sivanasivi here, Deadly Choice Ambassador, and you're listening to DC Radio.
Welcome back, you mob. Triple A, Murray Country, the Deadly Choices show here. But, you know, I'm about to be joined by Dr. Richard Mills, who works within our Institute for Urban Indigenous Health Clinic. He's one of our main go-to guys who's been giving us keeping us up to date with all things COVID. Dr. Mills, how are you going?
Good, thank you, Sinead. Thanks very much for having me back.
Yeah, it's always good to have you back. So right now, as you said, it's all about borders and boosters. So what's the rundown for that?
Yeah, so of course the borders opened earlier this week, and we're just watching and waiting now to see when and how the virus is going to cross over from New South Wales and other places. So both New South Wales and Victoria are regarded as hotspots. So there's additional border restrictions for people arriving from hotspots, even if they're arriving from within Australia. So you probably, if you're travelling over the border and then you're planning to come back any time in the next few weeks, you probably should check the Queensland government website. There's a plan on there. It's called the Vaccine Plan to Unite Families, and it lists. And there it will list all the restrictions for people coming this way and also for Queenslanders returning if you're planning a trip over the border. There's restrictions for people arriving from a hot spot and there are different restrictions for people who are vaccinated or unvaccinated. And there's also some separate restrictions for people arriving from overseas as well. So it's definitely worth checking out those restrictions before you make the trip, that you don't get caught out before you come home.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of families reuniting at the moment, but I definitely know in my family, yeah, after, you know, there's certain people who can't unfortunately afford to isolate and have to get straight back into work, so they can't come and see family. So, yeah, shout out to kind of all the mob in tough times here right now, still leading into the Christmas break, into the holidays, but also boosters are coming up, Dr. Mills. What can we expect around boosters?
Yeah, so there's quite a few people coming forward now for boosters, and you'll remember that originally when the boosters were brought in, the plan was to give everybody a booster 6 months after their second dose of a COVID vaccine, and that's just been brought forward now to 5 months. And the reason for that is that we know that vaccine protection wanes over time, and we've been watching closely what's happening both in Australia and overseas. First of all, to the research that's gone into how the vaccine protection wanes, but also in real life experience, how people's protection reduces over time once they've had their second dose. But we know from overseas that the immunity starts to wane from about three to four months. And then it probably reaches a level where, you know, you're starting to see quite significant reduction in vaccine protection around the 5-6 month mark. And so that's really when the timing is for your booster. And we know that with Delta crossing the border and obviously Omicron following in its wake, that we really need to have quite high levels of antibodies to protect us from infection. But also it boosts our immunity in order to protect us from serious illness, hospitalisation, and even death from the infection.
For me, I guess it's hard to compare, you know, people saying, oh, well, why do we need the booster? But it's kind of hard to compare, I guess, the process of which we're, you know, handling COVID, because I know I personally haven't lived through a pandemic like this before. And, you know, it's not we haven't seen too much of this. So it's, of course, you know, there's going to be extra steps and precautions we need to take, right?
Yeah, I suppose the analogy might be having a tetanus booster. You know, most of us have reasonable protection from tetanus because we've been vaccinated in childhood and earlier in our lives. But obviously, you know, you might be out in the yard, you cut yourself, you have a dirty wound, then you get a tetanus booster because the environment has the dirt and the environment that we're in, or we were in when we had our injury, it is, you know, full of tetanus bacteria. So similar, really, you know, when we've got higher levels of COVID in the community, when we've got an increased risk of infection and we've got waning immunity, then, you know, that's time to get your COVID booster.
Absolutely. Yeah, right. So we also have, there's a lot of discussion around people, I guess, with children 5 years and over now being eligible for the vaccine.
Yeah, so the 5 to 11, they're going to be eligible for the vaccine from the 10th of January. The dose of the vaccine is lower than in adults, and the spacing of the two doses is also slightly increased because we know that that gives a better immune response in that age group. So 8 weeks between the two doses, and the actual dose is one third of the dose of the adults get. And it's really good reasons for kids getting vaccinated. Although generally speaking, COVID gives a mild illness in children. And of course, if you get a mild illness, you basically can carry on with your normal activities. So children are quite good at spreading the virus because they're likely to just carry on as normal. So that's one good reason for them being vaccinated. We know that people who are vaccinated are less likely to pick up the virus. And we also know that they're less likely to spread it even if they do catch it. So that's one good reason. Of course, kids aren't entirely without risk. So around 2.5%, 2 to 3% of kids do get quite seriously unwell with COVID. So there's the chance that, you know, those children might end up in hospital with more serious infection. And then there's also a really rare condition, about 1 in 2,500 kids get an inflammatory condition, which is pretty unique to COVID, actually. It's called it's a pediatric inflammatory condition. It can affect the heart muscle, and that can make kids quite seriously ill. Generally, it's mild, but sometimes kids can get seriously ill with it. And so that's another good reason for wanting to protect that age group.
Yeah, yeah. So on, you know, for those just tuning in, I'm having a yarn with Dr. Richard Mills here, who's giving us a bit of a COVID rundown on what to expect. We had a bit of a donut day on Tuesday, luckily enough. But Dr. Mills, what can we expect, I guess, in the coming weeks now that borders are down and we're, you know, I guess more exposed?
Yeah, we can certainly expect to start seeing cases and hearing about cases in the news. And what we're expecting from a public health point of view is that it will sort of be simmering along for a period of time, and then we're expecting the cases to quite rapidly increase in the new year. So there will be what we've heard in other states, you know, those super spreading events where there'll be people in where you visit, and there will be a lot of people potentially infected in one location, and then they'll obviously take it elsewhere and then feed the infection through the community. So we will start seeing reasonably large numbers of cases. Our Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Services are preparing for that eventuality, and we'll be putting some more information out over coming weeks. We've also got our MogBlink app, which is now available. Mm-hmm. And that will have lots of information on there about how you can access services. And, of course, it is also linked to an information line number, 1-800-254-354. And that's the MobLink number. You can phone there if you've got any queries or questions about COVID, if you're looking for somewhere to get the vaccine, if you want to know where your local Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Service is, or also if you want to be put in touch with organisations that might be able to help you through periods of quarantine or isolation, if you're facing financial hardship, if you're facing uncertainty about your housing situation, mm-hmm. And you need assistance with those kind of things, that's the 1-800 number that you can phone to access all of those services, or at least be put through to someone who can help you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, coming up to break, it's definitely important that we all as individuals and family and community have a plan, I guess, have a plan whether whatever's happening in your community and in your life, you make sure you have a plan because, yeah, things are going to change. But I guess what's your final piece of advice, Dr. Mills, for leading up for the break? What's the best thing we can do to help look after our families?
Oh, there's lots of bits of advice, really. But I think, you know, take some time out. Make sure you're connected with your family, your friends. Make sure you've got your plan in place for if COVID does come into your family space, and make sure you keep safe. And particularly, I suppose, make sure that if you haven't yet managed to get round to having the vaccine, that you either do so or you have a serious yarn with a health professional to explore why you haven't got over that line yet, and to really unpack any of the worries that you still have about the vaccine.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for calling in today and having a yarn with me, Dr. Mills. I appreciate it always. And for the best of health advice, make sure you go to your local GP. You can also go to the Deadly Choices Facebook page, Queensland Health website, and the I Stepped Up campaign website for more information. But until then, we'll catch you up next time.
Thanks very much, Sinead.
All right. Have a good one, Dr. Mills. There you have it, doctor's orders. Make sure you have a plan, your mob. Jab or no jab, vax or no vax, have a plan for you, your mob, your community. It's so important that we're prepared. The borders are open, so it's a great time to get back and spend that time and reconnect with our communities, our families, our loved ones. But yeah, it's going to be tough times eventually, and it's important we keep together and we keep strong. But remember, to be involved in any of our Deadly Choices events, you have to be up to date with your 715 health check. And remember, you know, they're pretty easy, they're pretty breezy. So get in there, get it done, get it sorted. Put your mind at ease. Know that you're doing the right thing for yourself, for your family, for your future. And you also get a Deadly Choices shirt. Book one in. Make sure you book one in early next year so you can get out of the road, get it all done with, and style up in your 2022 Deadly Choices shirt for the remaining of the year. I'm sure they'll be out in clinics around February, March. Usually they drop. So it's always a fun time to see the community go mad for the new designs. But also, you know, over the break, you can tune into any of our podcasts, any of our lives, any of our fitness sessions on the Deadly Choices Facebook page. So make sure you jump on there, you check it out. There's heaps of awesome new recipes and fresh things for the summer. I'm excited. But there's Deadly Kindies as well. Keep the jar drums fit, keep them learning. DC Fit, there's so much more there. But remember, you know, the break is coming up. I'm sure many families are reconnecting right now. So, yeah, there's a lot of family love in the air I see on my socials and you know, within my family and community. So it's awesome. I can't wait to go home up North Queensland to visit my mob. But, yeah, just preparing for the break, preparing mentally to slow down, I think is a big thing right now. The last 2 years have been pretty hectic with what we're dealing with. So make sure that if you do have any symptoms for COVID-19, there's respiratory testing clinics in Southeast Queensland. There's our communities there. We have the clinic set up. So head to www.deadlychoices.com.au. But there's heaps of places to get tested along the way. So make sure you just, protect your community, protect yourself. I'm always preaching that right here on the Deadly Choices show on AAA Murray Country, new branding there. But, you know, the break's coming up. Make sure you look after yourself, your mob. And stay safe. Stay safe over Christmas, over the break, and make sure you take that time to just really rest. But you know where to catch us Wednesday night, 6 p.m. on Murray Country, AAA there. And until then, keep making those deadly choices, you mob.
Deadly Choices Radio. A show encouraging mob to make healthy choices, from stop smoking, eating good food, exercising daily, and getting a health check for themselves and their family. Featuring Deadly Choices ambassadors, the Healthy Lifestyle Mob, and many more. So tune in to Deadly Choices after 6 p.m. each Wednesday and on demand on AAA Murray Country. Here we go.